Hi everyone, welcome back to our show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And last time we learned about Discovery Channel's new show called Devil's Canyon. Now, it is a place in Canada that is famous because a lot of people think that there is gold there.
Mm-hmm. Miners believe that there is a lot of gold beneath the place, so a lot of them go there to dig for gold.
But it's not that easy because lots of miners who go there don't come back alive. And that's because people believe the land is haunted.
And there is this brave miner called Boyce who spends 6 months mining before winter comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, his worst nightmare comes true. He spots bear tracks.
Uh-oh. Okay, why is there a bear? Well, of course the bear is hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, he was very, very, very lucky and the bear left and he was safe.
Today, we're going to follow another miner called Ben into the place.
Right, and he's going to the Devil's Canyon to strike it rich. So, let's find out if he finds any gold.
Reading. Devil's Canyon.Ben is another miner who has gold fever. If he doesn't find gold during this trip, he won't be able to pay his bills. After Ben selects a mining spot, he chops down some trees to have the wood to build a small cabin. A warm shelter is important as the temperatures in Devil's Canyon can drop to minus 45 degrees Celsius at night. Ben's search for gold gets off to a good start.He finds several lines of quartz in the rocks, which indicates that gold might be nearby. So Ben puts some soil and water from the area in a small pan. He shakes the pan, and the movement reveals small pieces of gold. Just then a storm hits, and Ben is forced to return to his shelter. There, Ben is awake all night because he's frightened by the sounds of heavy wind blowing through the trees. Suddenly,A large tree crashes to the ground, narrowly missing his cabin. He believes it's the work of an evil spirit who is protecting the gold. To see if Boyce and Ben will find gold or go home empty-handed, be sure to watch Devil's Canyon on Discovery Channel.
All right, so let's learn about Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ben is another miner who has gold fever.
Gold fever?
Gold fever. Okay.
Are you feeling hot?
Yeah, we learned that fever is, you know, when your head turns hot. But fever here means that you show great enthusiasm or great interest in something. So when you have gold fever, it means you're super, super interested in gold. Now, some of you guys might have Bieber fever.
Justin Bieber fever?
That's right. Justin Bieber fever, or we call Bieber fever. Okay, or a long time ago in the 1970s, people had disco fever, meaning everyone wanted to listen to disco music.
Mm-hmm. 所以 fever 不是在这边不是我们以前学的发烧的意思哈。不过我们还是复习一下。如果你跟人家说啊 ,I'm not feeling well, 我觉得不舒服 ,I think I'm having a fever, 我好像发烧了。那文章中的 fever 是狂热，像淘金热 ,gold fever,、
mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber 热，那就是对小贾斯汀狂热的意思。
就是 Bieber fever.
Bieber fever.
I'm a believer. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, if he doesn't find gold during his trip, he won't be able to pay his bills. Oh, it's quite serious.
Oh, really? Then. That means he can't go back without gold.
Mm.
Let's see what is he going to do in the canyon.
All right, it says, after Ben selects a mining spot, remember, spot here means a place, he chops down some trees to have the wood to build a small cabin. Now, when you chop something down or when you chop something, okay, it's our vocabulary word and it means to cut. So it's a verb, it means to cut into something into pieces, or maybe you can hit it with like an axe for a tree, or you can cut something with a knife. So when your mom prepares dinner, she will probably chop some vegetables. She will cut some vegetables. Or we can chop wood for the fireplace. We can also use it in a sentence like this. The sushi chef chopped the sashimi in front of us. Yummy.
So chop, 它有拿 斧头劈开或者是拿菜刀切菜的意思或切肉、嗯、那它的过去式过去分词记得要重复字尾 p 再加 ed 哦。那我们文章说到的 to chop down 那就是砍倒 to chop down trees砍倒树木 And the reason why Ben needs to chop down some trees is because he needs some wood to build a cabin.
That's right. Okay, what is a cabin? Well, this is very important, especially if he's going to be out in this canyon. So a cabin is a vocabulary word, and it's a noun, and it means it's a small house made out of wood.So remember a while ago we learned that word fever,、mm-hmm. okay, this is really fun, and、it's when you are very, very interested in something. But if you put cabin and fever together, cabin fever.
Oh, it means I like cabins very much.
No, this one is actually different.、
Ooh.
To have cabin fever, so to have cabin fever means this person、is...He feels very tired from being inside or being、mm-hmm. indoors for too long,、mm-hmm. and you start to have these feelings of unhappiness or you're very, very impatient. So、oh. it's quite interesting. Cabin fever means a completely different thing.
Yeah.、
Mm-hmm. So if Chinese New Year, you're stuck at home the whole time and you don't go out, you can say, I have cabin fever. I'm tired of staying at home all the time. All right, but how do we use cabin in the right way? Let's take a look at our sentence. We can say, our family spent a relaxing weekend in a cabin by the lake.
Cabin 是名词，代表木造小屋。那刚刚 Tiffany 老师提到的 cabin fever 很有趣哦。如果你待在室内待太久，开始觉得无聊、厌倦加生气，代表你得了 cabin fever， 幽闭烦躁症。So you need to get out. So Ben chops down some trees to build a cabin to stay.
That's right. It's important because it's going to be cold there. Because the article says a warm shelter is important.As the temperatures in Devil's Canyon drop to minus 45 degrees Celsius at night. Whoa, that is super, super, super cold. Now, a shelter is a home or a place where you can rest. So, it's very important. You can see how cold it is there.
Shelter 在课文里面是遮蔽处。那另外还可以当作收容所的意思。And what does temperature mean?
All right, so temperature is our vocabulary word, and it's a noun, and it means the measurement of how hot or how cold something is. So the weather always tells us the temperature of the day to day. So it tells us how hot or cold it is outside. So、mm-hmm. we know what to wear or、how to prepare for the day. So we can also measure the temperature of,、for example, water.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We measure the temperature of our bodies.
Body.
Right? We can measure the temperature of the sun.Okay, but you don't do it because you don't have the special tools.
Right.
Scientists have the special tools to do that.、we can also use in a sentence like this. The temperature outside is around 15 degrees Celsius, so you should wear a jacket.
Temperature 是气温温度，那 body temperature 就是体温。那当温度掉到零下，像课文中的负45度，英文我们可以念作 minus 45 degrees Celsius or negative 45 degrees Celsius。那 Celsius 是一个摄氏的单位。那像美国还有其他一些国家使用的不是摄氏，它使用的是华氏，叫做 Fahrenheit。
That's right. Actually, I'm more used to the Celsius、way of measuring things now.、Mm-hmm. I kind of forgot how much it is in Fahrenheit anymore.
So is America the only country in the world that's using Fahrenheit?
I think so. I think、
right?
America and、anyone within the American system. So like I think Puerto Rico and things like that. Some countries in the Caribbean also use Fahrenheit、mm-hmm. too.All right, so let's continue reading. The article says, Ben's search for gold gets off to a good start. All right, so everything's to be going well. So、mm-hmm. we can say that、he gets off to a good start to mean that. And that is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a quick look.
Shortcut for you.
Wow, fancy.
Thanks. I'm starting my first day at my new job.
Does everyone there wear a suit to work?
No, I just want to get off to a good start.
Get off? Oh, are you taking the bus there? Bus?
To get off to a good start means to begin something successfully.
I I see. Get off to a good start is 开始的很好，活动顺利开始。
You got it. I want to get off to a good start、mm-hmm. and show everyone I really want this job.
So you need to look professional, right?
Yep.
And act professional?
Yeah, I probably should.
How did you lose your last job?
Oh, I got off to a really good start.
And then...
Oh, hey, look at that time. I need to get going. Taxi. Yeah. My dear. Yep.
All right, so far we know that everything is going well for Ben, and he gets off to a good start. Okay, let's read more about him. It says, he finds several lines of quartz in the rocks, which indicates that gold might be nearby. Okay, so quartz is a type of mineral, and it looks like a hard crystal. I think there's different colors as well. Mm-hmm. And now we use the quartz to make clocks or watches. And so he sees quartz nearby, so he's thinking, oh, maybe...There might be gold.
So quartz 是石英，它是一种矿物，看起来像是 crystal 水晶。那我们会用石英来制造钟表等等的东西。And if you find quartz in the rocks, it indicates that there might be gold.
Because indicate here is our vocabulary word, and it's a verb that means to show something like a fact or to say that, okay, this thing really exists or that it is very true. So for example, we could say...Our records indicate a depth of 3,000 feet here. So this is true. The depth here is 3,000 feet. Okay, or we can say his hot forehead indicates a fever. It shows that, yes, he really does have a fever.
这边真的是生病发烧了。Okay, indicate 它是一个动词，代表的是指出、显示，也就是 show 的意思。我们可以在 indicate 后面加上名词片语。For example, his hot forehead indicates a fever. A fever 就是一个名词片语哦。或者是可以用 that 带出一个子句。课文中就是用这样的方式 ，which indicates that gold might be nearby.那名词迹象我们该怎么说呢？叫做 indication， 或者是显示出的讯息，也可以用这个字来代表。所以在石头里面找到石英是一个 indication， 可以让人家知道这边有黄金。
Laura has been speaking a lot of Korean lately. It indicates that she is crazy about Korean dramas.
Pop stars.
Yeah, she has the.Korean TV fever.
她对这一些韩剧狂热原来如此。So she's learning Korean now.
Yeah. I hear her sometimes say things. I don't know what language is. I'm guessing it's Korean. All right. So let's continue reading. It says, So Ben put some soil and water from the area in a small pan.
Okay. And then he shakes the pan.And the movement reveals small pieces Ooh, of gold.
That's right. Now, what he's doing is this action is to call pan for gold. Now, why is it called pan for gold or panning for gold? Because you take a special pan.
Yeah.
And then there's tiny little holes at the bottom to let the water out. And you kind of put the rocks or the soil on top and you try to wash it with water. And what happens is the soil or the rocks, you know, they come off. And if you see something shiny...
That's gold.
Gold.
So, pan for gold 就是所谓的淘金。怎么淘金呢？你可以拿一个特别的平底锅，不过下面要有小洞，让水可以排出。把挖到的泥土放进去之后，就可以试着淘洗出黄金。Everything seems going very well for Ben, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's very lucky.
Yeah.
Luckier than Boyce.
Yes.
All right, so the story says, just then, a storm hits. Uh-oh. And Ben is forced to return to his shelter. Uh-oh. So he found some pieces of gold, but then there's a storm coming, and now he is forced to go back to his cabin. So when you're forced to do something, this phrase means that you're being pushed to do it. You have no choice but to do this. So we can say we were forced to leave our homes because the typhoon was turning into a dangerous storm.
Force 是强迫的意思。Be forced to do something 是被强迫做某件事情。课文中暴风雨来袭， Ben 就被迫回到他的小屋当中。那 force 也有主动的用法啦，所以你也可以说 When I was little, my mom always forced me to go to bed at 9 p.m. every night.
Oh, me too.
那你就可以说 Don't force me to do it.
Uh-huh, please.
force 后面也可以直接加 加上名词片语哦，比如说 to force a smile 代表你勉强挤出一个微笑。 She was really upset at that time, but she still forced a smile on her face、mm. like that、mm-hmm. 尴尬的笑。那 force 当名词就是力量。
Mm-hmm. That's right. So let's see what happens to Ben. It says, there inside his cabin in his shelter, Ben is awake all night because he is frightened by the sounds of heavy wind blowing through the trees. That is very creepy. Now, he is awake. Okay, awake here is a vocabulary word. It's an adjective. It means to wake up and you're not sleeping. So we could say the baby is awake after taking a short nap. It's not sleeping anymore. Or the loud noises kept me awake at night. Now, what is the opposite of awake?Okay, when you're sleeping, we just say asleep. You spell it together, A-S-L-E-E-P, asleep.
Awake 这个形容词呢是醒着的。那如果我们说 wide awake 叫做你超级无敌醒，也就是精神很好的意思。那相反的 asleep 就是睡着的。这些字呢和昨天课文当中出现的 alive 一样哦，都只能放在名词之后做后位修饰。那另外如果把 awake 字首的 a 给拿掉，我们看到 wake 这个动词叫做唤醒叫醒。Please wake me up at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
All right, so it sounds kind of scary. There's a storm coming, there's a lot of noises. I would be awake too. All right, next it says, suddenly a large tree crashes to the ground, narrowly missing his cabin. All right, so we know that crash means that you can fall onto something or you can hit something. So two cars can crash into each other. They can hit each other. Now, this tree crashes to the ground, meaning it falls down to the ground. Now, a lot of people who cut wood for a living,、mm-hmm. okay, when they're cutting wood, they can actually say timber instead of saying, oh, the tree is crashing to the ground.
Timber.
So it's just a way to kind of warn people, say, hey, there's a tree falling, but there's no time for the people there to say timber at all. All right,、so the tree narrowly misses his cabin, so just barely missed the cabin.
我们以前学过 narrow 这个形容词，它是狭窄的。那今天我们看到在 narrow 的后面加了 ly， 它是一个副词，代表是勉强的，只差那么一点。课文中倒下的那一棵大树跟他的木造小屋只差那么一点的距离，差点就要倒在上面了。Mm-hmm. And this all happened so suddenly.
That's right. Suddenly, here's a vocabulary word, and it's an adverb. It means it's something that happens very quickly, and sometimes it kind of surprises you. So we can say, suddenly the lights went out, okay? Or she suddenly decided to quit her job.Hey, these things happen very quickly, and we didn't even know about it. It surprised us.
Mm-hmm. 所以呢 suddenly 这个副词是突然的、忽然之间的，可以等于一个片语哦，叫做 all of a sudden.
So Ben starts to believe something, okay? He says he believes it's the work of an evil spirit who was protecting the gold. Hey, remember, Devil's Canyon is haunted. We forgot about this. We were thinking, oh, Ben is so lucky. Yeah. Oh, it's dangerous.We forgot that it's a very, very haunted place. So, do you think this is a sign that shows us it really is haunted?
Maybe, because we all thought Ben was doing really great, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the spirit doesn't want him to be there digging for gold, so the big tree is made to fall down on the cabin.
To maybe just scare him?
But maybe it's just a coincidence. 也许只是巧合。
Maybe. But I don't know. I kind of believe in these things as well. Especially, I think, for Asian cultures. I know that we believe in spirits and things like that. And I think it could be true. Maybe Devil's Canyon used to be an ancient Native American or the Native people's land.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is haunted. You never know.All right, let's continue reading our story. It says, to see if Boyce and Ben will find gold or go home empty-handed, be sure to watch Devil's Canyon on Discovery Channel. So you want to find out more about what happens to them? Well, watch the show. Will they become very rich and strike it rich, or will they become empty-handed? Okay, empty-handed just means, see, they don't have anything in their hands. Now, here we learn that empty-handed is something called a compound adjective, where you use an adjective in front of a noun, and then you turn it into, for example, after the noun you add ed, and you can turn it into something like, for example, cold-blooded. Now, this means that this animal's cold, this blood is very cold, so snakes are cold-blooded animals.
冷血动物。
Mm-hmm.
那我们文章看到的 empty, 空的加上一个 hyphen, 或你可以说 dash 之后呢加上的是 handed, 那 handed 又是由 hand 后面加上 ed 组成的字，这样子我们说它是复合形容词，前面一个形容词后面一个名词加上 ed, so empty-handed虽然为形容词，但是只放在动词之后修饰哦。所以我们文章说到的是 go home empty-handed, 空手而归。那除了刚刚 Tiffin 老师提到的 cold-blooded, 冷血的，还有 narrow-minded。
Oh.
我们刚刚才听过 narrow 这个字，对不对？ narrow 是狭窄的， mind 是心，那 narrow-minded 就是心胸狭窄的。
Mm-hmm.
这些复合形容词都是非常常见的。
Mm-hmm. And you can think about using your own as well and try to create your own.
Yes.
That makes sense, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question for today is, would you go to Devil's Canyon to search for gold? Why or why not?
I know I can strike it rich if I go dig for gold there, mm-hmm. but, you know, I'm too scared to go there.
Me too.
So maybe I would just buy some lottery tickets.
And hopefully we can strike it rich that way.
Yeah.
I don't think I would go. I think it's too scary. And first of all, it's dangerous. You know, I'm very scared of things like that. And second of all, when you tell me it's haunted, it's a big no for me. So I would rather do something else. Like maybe I'll just work somewhere safe and that is not haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I really want to try my chance at, you know, winning something or striking it rich very suddenly, maybe we can buy the lottery or maybe we can do things that's different in STEM.
Yeah, and if you know there were some people going there and didn't come back, then I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I want to come back alive.
The facts show us that something is wrong. All right.
Right.
Sorry. Would like you guys...
Like Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yeah, that one. That is really weird.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go there as well.
Okay.
All right, so you guys, would you go to Devil's Canyon just to strike it rich and just to look for gold? Think about it and talk about it with your friends. That's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Devil's Canyon. Ben is another miner who has gold fever. If he doesn't find gold during this trip, he won't be able to pay his bills. After Ben selects a mining spot, he chops down some trees to have the wood to build a small cabin. A warm shelter is important as the temperatures in Devil's Canyon can drop to minus 45 degrees Celsius at night. Ben's search for gold gets off to a good start. He finds several lines of quartz in the rocks, which indicates that gold might be nearby. So Ben puts some soil and water from the area in a small pan. He shakes the pan, and the movement reveals small pieces of gold. Just then, a storm hits, and Ben is forced to return to his shelter. There, Ben is awake all night because he's frightened by the sounds of heavy wind blowing through the trees. Suddenly, a large tree crashes to the ground, narrowly missing his cabin. He believes it's the work of an evil spirit who is protecting the gold. To see if Boyce and Ben will find gold or go home empty-handed, be sure to watch Devil's Canyon on Discovery Channel. Vocabulary Review. Chop. Oscar used a sharp axe to chop down the tall tree. Cabin. There is one log cabin in this quiet forest. The owner built it himself. Temperature. Sarah wasn't ready for the cold temperatures in Canada the first winter she went there. Indicate. This sleep study indicates that getting enough sleep is an important part of being able to deal with stress. Awake. The sick baby kitten had only been awake for a few hours before it fell asleep again. Suddenly. Ray was walking to the MRT station when suddenly it started raining very hard.